Dvar Halacha in Chavis Halvavis, Monday night, or L'Chafei Marchesh, when Tavshin Ayin Hay.
Okay, there's a very strong minhag regarding milchiks and fleishes, not to kasher something milchiks and turn it into fleishes, and vice versa, to avoid confusion. The exceptions to that are if you're kashering it in any event, for example, you're kashering it for Pesach, so then you can change it from milchiks to fleishiks and vice versa. Or if it became treif, and you're kashering it because it became treif, so you could also switch it over. To make it pariv is a shaila, you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. And of course, if you can, then can you play a trick and not change it from milchiks to fleishiks, but change it from milchiks to pariv? Then after 2 days, you know what? I think I'm going to use it for fleishiks. Why not? It's pariv. Why can't I use it for fleishiks? Okay. Ask a shayla if you can change it to fleishiks. Okay, we're learning Chagos Halvavos. The Psicha, the Shar HaYichud, pointed out that the first parsha of Kriyashma has Yisodos of Yichud, meaning this, and then he counts out 10 things, really, foundational things that are in the first parsha of Kriyashma. Paperek hazeh koil asor en yonim, chamishim hem ruchniyim v'chamishim hem gashmiyim, meaning evorim related. Ruchniyim is shabori nimtza, that's Hashem. Vasheni shu elokeinu, a special relationship with Klal Yisrael. Vashlishi shu echad, harvi is avos Hashem. V'chamishi is a general statement of Chodesh Halavavos, which is how he learns for you had v'rim ho'ele shu anochim tzavcho hayom al l'vav v'echa. The five Avorim related things, the first two are related to Talmud Torah, Mishinan Tom Levanecha, to teach it, and the Dibar Torah Bom, to learn it. That's like Avorim, but it's Sichli, you have to understand what you're learning. Then you have the Chutam, what he called HaChutam Meshulash Lo B'meiri Yenosek, remembering Hashem, so it's also called as Avorim, but it's foundational, it's Yisodostik, it's ways to remember Hashem, and that's the two tefillin shal yod and tefillin shal rosh and mezuzah. From Rabbi Sena Zuchon and Levracha, Lama Kodma Shema Levoyim Shmoa, Kdei Sheikabal Olavol Malchus Shmaim Tchila, Vachakach Yikabal Olavol Mitzvahs, Balkein Reitzi Lahaktim Shar HaYichud Al Shor Shar HaSefer HaZeh. Just as Chazal said, one should precede Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs with Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shmaim. So that means the first thing is Malchus Shemayim and understanding believing in Yichud Hashem. So that's the first step and that's the foundation. And he says, I'm going to have 10 prakim about that. V'sorach shavaratam inyan ha-yichud b'lei sholem asor en yonim. Number one, each one is a perek. Ma'geder ha-yichud b'lei sholem. What does it mean to accept and be convinced of Hashem's Yichud? Pasheni al kama chalokim is chalek inyan ha-yichud, different kinds of different things that echod could mean, some more superficial, some deeper. Pashlishi im chayiv lachkarol v'derech ha'iyanam lo, whether you have to investigate it with understanding and with seichel, through thought and reason, or not, meaning you just accept it. Baravi ech derech mechkoro, because he's going to answer, of course, that you have to relate to it through reason and machshava. So how do you do that? Ech derech mechkoro umanu tzrichim adas tchila kodem shenachkor layichud. What are your premises before you start thinking about it? B'chamishi levor hakdomas asher yizbor ben ki yesh lo olam borei bro meayin. The premise behind that idea that the world has a borei olam. Parshishi ech nevian lekayim etzius haborei. How that brings us to be convinced of metzius haborei. Parshvi lavirayah shehu echad. Parshmini levorin yoni haechad ober voechad emes. There's circumstantial oneness and objective oneness. Circumstantial oneness is like saying I have one pen in my pocket. I could have two, but I don't. I have one. So that's circumstantial.
but or even if there's only one pen in the whole world, but there's only, that's just circumstantial. But Hashem's oneness is objective oneness, and he'll explain that when he gets up to it in that parak. Hashem is the only thing that's echad, and that's emes, objective truth, objective reality, objective existence. Vasiri, why are there so many descriptions in Tanakh about descriptions of Hashem? Things are described, Vayicharat Hashem, Hashem's Yadayim, and so on and so forth. Mamidus alakis al muskolos laksuvos, vaponim ashe yizborim and lakaimon lo vahachik mimenu. How to understand the expressions that Tanakh uses to describe Hashem, to describe the attributes of Hashem in rather physical terms. Okay.